Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, a barrage of drone and missile attacks began across Ukraine overnight. There were explosions reported in several cities and 15 regions were impacted, according to the country's prime minister. Such is the scope of this latest attack that EU and NATO member Poland has activated its air force as several strikes have come close to Polish airspace. Well, I'm joined now by the BBC's Ukraine correspondent, James Waterhouse. So, James, can you tell us more about what happened overnight across Ukraine?
Well, we're just looking at some of the numbers given by President Zelensky, and this is a large attack by the looks of things. He mentions 100 different types of missiles. 100 missiles of different types were launched by Russia overnight. And on top of that, another 100 drones, typically these Iranian-made Shahed drones that Russia likes to use to overwhelm Ukrainian air defences. And as you've put it, you know, if we're looking at 15 out of Ukraine's 24 provinces reporting damage, that is widespread. If we're talking about northwestern cities of Lutsk, places that can typically feel far away from the war, where you've seen images of air defence units trying to shoot cruise missiles out of the sky, then this is something Russia has been doing for some time, I think. What it tends to do of late is stockpile its armory of drones and missiles, for example, and then seek to both overwhelm Ukrainian air defences and target the country's energy infrastructure. And another thing that stood out from what President Zelensky is saying this morning is that since March, when Russia sort of re-embarked on this strategy, half of the country's energy-generating capacity has been taken out. Now, Ukraine weathered this before. It got through it through the way it brought cities and towns back online, if you like, restored power. But clearly, Russia is looking to test the country yet again ahead of the approaching autumn and winter.
And James, I mentioned there that Poland has activated its air force as a result of what happened overnight. How unusual is that?
Missile strikes in the West are something I saw a lot early on in the full-scale invasion. They don't happen as much now. It's a part of the country where hundreds of thousands fled. Nevertheless, we saw shrapnel or debris from Ukrainian air defence units trying to take out a Russian missile, which fell into Poland itself. And you know, these are high stakes lines in the sand, if you like, because Poland is a NATO member. If you had a scenario where a Russian missile, a cruise missile, and they don't always hit their targets, was to land inside Poland and to damage Polish infrastructure or cause a loss of life there, then you'll be left with a politically perilous situation where the NATO Article 5 pledge would be severely tested. But I think, clearly Russia is looking to target infrastructure. We saw another cruise missile hit a nearby reservoir. This is rare, but I think we've always seen time and time again from Moscow, it is not afraid to try and strike every corner of Ukraine.
Yeah, and we see in the last couple of minutes there's a statement from the Russian military saying, exactly as you've explained there, it used high-precision weapons to strike important energy infrastructure in Ukraine that they say supports the military-industrial complex. And we saw at previous moments in this war, coming into the winter time, James, that Russia specifically targeted energy infrastructure in order to cause huge problems there as people try to stay warm and, of course, they need more light and so on during the winter. Do you think that this is what we're seeing now again at this point in the year?
Absolutely. I mean, but we mustn't lose sight of the short term. You know, in the month of May, conditions were incredibly hot and humid in Ukraine. And you had people, elderly people, for example, stuck in lift shafts. They were unable to get any kind of air conditioning, water supply. And Russia is only carrying this on. It's clear that they are looking to deprive Ukrainians of much-needed power and water ahead of the winter. In 2022, when this happened, it became a story of Ukrainian survival, in essence, that its ability to restore, to repair damage in its thermal power stations and electricity pylons and the like, while tested, they ultimately prevailed. But, with time, this war takes more and more out of Ukraine. And if this was to happen again, and you think about a time when men are frightened of being mobilized, where there is genuine war fatigue, where Ukraine is desperately trying to keep the fight alive, you wonder what the impact could be this time around. It's already, you know, adding to a tall list of challenges.
James, many thanks for joining us this morning. James Waterhouse, the BBC's Ukraine correspondent.